This is KCUR 89.3. 15 years ago, most young couples who bought starter homes in the city had no intention of staying once they had kids. They planned to move to Lee's Summit or Johnson County, somewhere with better schools. But that's not the case anymore. KCUR's Ellie Moxley tells the story of a hot housing market and a changing education landscape.
Meet a radon guy at 11:30, so you're going to come with me.
Mary Hutchison, the real estate agent who's driving me around Brookside and Waldo, has been busy. She's been selling houses in Kansas City for 15 years and never had a summer quite like this past one.
As soon as a new house comes on the market, which is usually on a Friday, you can have 10 or 15 showings in one day.
So you could have a house go on the market on Friday and easily have an offer by the end of the weekend.
Oh, you could have it by the end of Friday night.
Houses that languished on the market during the recession are now selling for above asking price. And that's left a lot of first-time homebuyers frustrated. Inventory has been really low for a couple of years now, in part because people aren't leaving in 3 or 4 years like they once did.
I would help a lot of people maybe get their starter home in Brookside, and maybe they didn't have any kids, but they plan to eventually when they had one child, maybe two, then they automatically decided they were going to hop over to Kansas.
By law, real estate agents can't steer clients toward a particular neighborhood. They must abide by the Fair Housing Act. If someone asks about crime, Hutchison tells them where they can view crime reports. If someone asks about schools, Hutchison suggests they visit the education department's website.
And look up some test scores if you'd like to find out exactly how many graduating high schoolers go on to college.
These days, Hutchison says buyers are doing their homework.
Can I ask, are you a homeowner again?
I am a homeowner. I'm a recent homeowner.
Matthew Oates sits on the Kansas City Public Schools Board of Directors. He gets it. KCPS doesn't have the greatest reputation. The district has been bleeding students for decades. Enrollment today is half of what it was in 2003, the year Oates graduated from Paseo Academy. Still, he believes in the district that educated him. He picked a real estate agent who was willing to enroll her own kids in KCPS.
We both, you know, went through this knowing that we were okay with the neighborhoods and the schools, but we also talked about different times where families maybe came in with a perception about the district that wasn't all the way correct.
Oates credits Mark Bedell, now in his second year as superintendent, with making inroads with communities that historically haven't participated in the district.
What we have seen in the past is families that had the ability to opt out of the district, they have chose that route. And so I think now you're seeing families say, I have great options right here in my backyard.
Indeed, there are two district schools on Parent Charlie and Bourbon's shortlist, Hale Cook and Border Star. But he and his wife, Pim, are also looking at charter schools for their two sons.
And I think everyone looks at Academy Lafayette.
When they bought their Brookside home 6 years ago, they knew the Kansas City public schools were unaccredited. But they weren't really thinking about schools yet. Then, 4 years ago, Luke arrived, followed 2 years later by little brother Jake.
You know, we had kind of talked about, like, is this a forever home or is this a, you know, start out here and we'll kind of see what happens with the schools. I think we kind of change back and forth probably every couple of days in terms of options, especially when we talk to friends sometimes that live in, like, Blue Valley. You think about moving out there.
And Bourbon says Johnson County friends want the family to move to Olathe. But then he and his wife, both doctors, would have long commutes to hospitals in the city and a lot less time to spend with the boys.
Can you sing a song? Yeah? You sing a song?
I think we're kind of leaning towards staying in Brookside when it comes down to it.
They'll be in good company. And Bourbon says whenever he takes the boys to a nearby park, the topic of conversation is always where parents plan to send their young kids to school. And there's evidence that families are making different choices than they once did. Rebecca Hessig is the former director of education initiatives at the Kauffman Foundation, who now writes a blog called Set the Schools Free. Using publicly available data from the Missouri Department of Education, she charted the decline in KCPS enrollment in the years since 2000, the year the district first lost accreditation.
I think we're all really familiar with this story of, you know, decades of declining enrollment in our central school district.
But in the years since 2014, public school enrollment has ticked up slightly. Now, most of that growth has been in the charter sector, which doesn't surprise Hesek. Like a lot of parents in her Brookside neighborhood, she chose a public charter school for her son. These are families that probably would have sent their kids to private school a decade ago, or else moved out to the suburbs.
Really, what we probably are seeing in a lot of ways is more affluent families
feel they have more choices. But I think we're seeing that more white families are, in fact, investing in the system. And interestingly, that more African-American families seem to be leaving altogether.
And that's what makes this uptick in public school enrollment so interesting. It's happened even as the school-age population in Kansas City continues to decline. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.